I Want It in My Tight Ass, 16 audiobooks, collection 5. First time, rough, anal, sex, erotica collection. Written by Tori Westwood, Connie Cook Queen, Millie King, Nicki Minaj, Margot Devine and Kimmy Welsh. Narrated by Sierra Klein, Alison O'Keefe, Eddie Oliver, Tallulah Rouge and Kelly Morgan.
His Secret Stash, Anal Brat 17, First Time Anal Sex Erotica. My friend Shelley was moving house, and being the damn good friend that I am, I decided to call round and see if she needed a hand. She wasn't home, but I did find her father, Mr. Harris. I've long had the hots for him, and he really seems to be struggling on his own, so I offered to help all the same. "You really want to keep these lamps?" I asked, looking at the gaudy stained glass shades.
"They're Shelley's grandma's," Mr. Harris said. He shrugged. "My wife likes them."
Ugh, no accounting for taste, I guess. I was in curiosity mode. You know when you start tidying your room and find something that distracts you? Well, that was basically every single box that I moved to Mr. Harris's car. He was doing two or three in the time it took me to do one, and every time he'd return, I'd have a box open, scouting its contents.
"Will you quit it and just move them, Amber?" he growled finally.
I always loved to get a reaction out of him. "I'm trying," I lied.
"I told my wife we'd be all set when she got back."
"You're gonna need to hurry up then, Mr. Harris." He pursed his lips, and I giggled. "I'm sorry," I told him. "I'll be faster." He shook his head and grabbed another box from off the counter, walking out of his kitchen and down the hall. When he left, I grabbed the box that was under his, but when I tried to move it, it barely shifted. Shit, it was heavy. When Mr. Harris came back, I was still struggling to move it. "I think this one is for the removal men," I said. He looked curiously at the box and then tried to move it himself.
"Jeez, what's in there?"
I ripped back the tape and opened the middle of the box. I started to giggle immediately, and the look on Mr. Harris's face said everything. He must have totally forgotten that he'd boxed them up. "Porn magazines? Really?"
They're...
"Shelley's grandma's?" I joked.
"I got them out to throw them away," he said.
"Sure you did. That's why they're nice and boxed and ready to head off to your new house."
"Just put them back, will you? I'll move those."
"You might put your back out, Mr. Harris. I don't want that. We'll just have to shift them one magazine at a time." I pulled one from the box and he lunged forward, snatching a hand at it. "Uh-uh," I warned. "We wouldn't want to rip them now, would we?" I held the magazine behind me and then turned to look at its cover. "Anal Virgins," I read, looking back to Mr. Harris with bulging eyes. "I had no idea you and Mrs. Harris liked that."
"She doesn't," he said. And he knew he'd already said too much.
"I guess that explains why you need the magazines." I fingered open the first page and looked inside. It didn't pull any punches. The first image I saw was of a girl of around 19. My age, with the most ridiculous of open-mouthed expressions. It was easy to see why. Hanging out of her ass was a big, thick, juicy cock, attached to a well-dressed guy that stood behind her. "Ooh, lawyer and client," I cooed, noticing the courtroom backdrop. "What a dynamic."
"Will you just put that back and forget you saw it?" he pleaded.
"Forget I saw this?" I held the double-page spread up to him. He gulped and turned red.
"Come on, Amber. We've got a lot to do."
"Sure have," I agreed. "There looks like another 40 pages in here." I turned to the next page to see more of the same, flicking through the magazine and marveling at the host of delicious cocks tucked inside the supposedly virgin assholes. I can tell you that the facial expressions of the women didn't much look like they were virgins. "I thought it'd hurt," I mused.
"It depends," he said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?